remembering Pearl Harbor today, and we might as well speak with a veteran, someone who can help us talk a little bit more about this, as well as what's happening at Lorain County Veterans Service Office. We have Don Addy on the line. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in today and talking a little bit about this. On December 7th, or today, the remembrance of Pearl Harbor. The farther we, further we go, the more that those who have served or spent their time have, you know, are starting to pass away. Is there so for some people who need to sort of remember? What are some of the thoughts for you on a day like today?
Well, the thoughts that hit me the most is, you know, we try to remember our veterans and that, past and present, and certainly on this December 7th here. When Pearl Harbor was hit, my God, what a, I can't even put it in words, but to lose 2,300 men in such a short period of time in a surprise attack as it was in that. And it's these veterans, both our men and women in that, that have blazed a trail for us today, that we share the freedoms that we saw all at one time or another take for granted. But we certainly need to remember our veterans and certainly remember the ones that perished on December 7th.
Don, I know that you're involved with a lot of the sort of memorials or remembrance or allowing things to, you know, be displayed relating to different conflicts and not. Have you ever visited the Arizona in Hawaii? Have you been fortunate enough to go out to the memorial?
No, I wasn't, and I was real close to it, for the simple fact that my my son was in Maui, and spent almost 11 years there, and he's a registered nurse, and I was headed there, and I forget exactly what came up. The wife ended up going ahead on, and I was back here, but that was kind of my window of opportunity there, and I did miss it, but I'd love to visit the memorial.
Yeah. Around here in Lorain County, where are, do you know of places that are sort of dedicated at least to, I know there's a lot of World War II, anything particular to Pearl Harbor or that you could speak of?
Not that I know offhand. Now, I know down in Lorain there, we've got Victory Park, but that represented mostly World War One and that, but I really don't know other than the memorial downtown Lorain across from City Hall Veterans Park, which was certainly to remember all our veterans,
right,
in the past wars, but nothing really particular that I could think of offhand.
Right. And, of course, Lorain County Veterans Service Office on Abbey Road, always a good place for people to get the assistance, I guess. What, VA claims, they're always good getting the paperwork filled out, offering financial assistance. How difficult is it sometimes to get veterans to come and ask for help? Is that sometimes a challenge you find?
Yes, it is. It's a challenge sometimes because of our pride, you know, that we don't want to reach out for any type of help, but I'm here to tell our veterans that please come. It's something that you've earned in that, and we do have assistance, both medical, transportation to your appointments in that, and we also have claims that are filled out and any kind of assistance that we might be able to help the veterans or their families with financially, and certainly want to reach out to them because it's they've deserved it, they've earned it, and just to let them know, and unfortunately there is still veterans out there that are not aware of these services, so as much as we can get out there and do any kind of outreach, whether it be a function that we're set up at or a radio ad like yourself here, and WEOL has been awesome to us as far as getting the messages out there to the community and that, but we're there to help.
When did you become such an advocate for veterans? You're a veteran yourself, right? Vietnam War, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. United States Army, Vietnam, 70-71. To be perfectly honest with you, there was a period, like most of us, when I first got out, and that it really wasn't the thing I was running to do to join a post or get involved or anything in that. We were looking just to get out of the service, and thank God I was fortunate enough to come home. And it was almost 20 years, I guess, before I even got involved. And when I did, I just jumped in 110% there. And I've always been out there advocating whatever I could do to help a veteran in that. I was also instrumental in, along with the rest of the committee, in getting the Vietnam Veterans Memorial put up out there in Amherst. And that was about 8 years fundraising and public relations for that. But we got it done, long overdue, but we brought our 98 home, so to speak. And so ever since then, I've been always out there trying to help a veteran in some way or another. And I had a friend tell me one time, and he's a service officer, and that for claims. And he says, Don, he says, you know, you're always out there trying to help veterans, and you're at this function and that function and this fundraiser and this and that. And that, he says, why don't you consider maybe running for a position on the Veterans Service Commission board, which is appointed by one of the judges. And he says it would not only let you further your outreach and give you more ability and maneuver to help other veterans in that on a bigger scale. And that I did, and I've been pretty near 5 years on the Veterans Service Commission board, and I love it. And it's a way, like I said, to get out there and help our veterans and get that word out that all these resources are available for them.
Right. And as you mentioned, sometimes there's a period of time where maybe they disconnect from their service in a sense, but maybe they're still, there's always owed something from the government, but at least maybe there's some services or things that they can utilize later in life that they maybe didn't need when they were young, right out of the service. Again, you can call Lorain County Veterans Service Office at 284-4625. Again, they're on North Abbey Road in Elyria. Don, we appreciate your service, and not only for your time in the Army, but also with the Lorain County Veterans Service Office. And thanks for giving us a call here on Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to put a shout out there to all our veterans, sisters and brothers, and that. Thank you for your service. Continue to reach out to your brother or your sister next to you, and that, help them.